Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And before I get to my first guest, I have one of the past presidents on the phone. I have Maria Terry. Maria, are you there?
I am. Hey. Good morning, Justin.
Maria, good morning to you. How are you doing today so far?
I am doing well.
Good. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. How are things been going with the Route 40 Business Association?
We are continuing to operate, as always, and planning events for our members. And we monitor the situation with COVID-19 constantly and make adjustments as necessary. But we do try to keep our members informed of the latest developments that can impact their businesses and organizations.
If someone's not a member, can they sign up like today, Maria, if they wanted?
Absolutely. They can sign up today by going to our website, which is Route40Business.com, and they have two options. They can either print out an application and mail it in with their check, or they can fill out the online membership application and pay on the website.
And that website, again, like you said, is Route40Business.com. To make it simple, if you just go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we have a direct link to get to the Route 40 Business Association's actual Facebook page and their actual website. So you can find them more information that way. So how are things going with event-wise coming up, Maria?
So the next event is planned for Wednesday, January the 13th. And we are debating at this point as to what the format will be for that event. But we do have a speaker lined up who will be the Harford County Sheriff, Jeff Gaylor, and he will update us on the latest things pertaining to the sheriff's office. And in particular, he will talk about the impact on the Route 40 corridor.
So you're just not sure if the event's going to be like in person or virtual, I guess. Is that it?
Right. And, you know, how that will be held. We have been holding events with the option to attend in person or to participate virtually. At this time, we may end up just having a virtual event in January. But the best thing to do is to check our website. And once the details are finalized, we will be sending email invitations to our members and guests.
Great. And again, that website is Route40Business.com. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. And we'll have a direct link to get you to that website and your guys' actual Facebook page. So, Maria, I want to thank you for calling in today to help get the word about some of the things going on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin. We appreciate the opportunity to participate in Chamber Chat.
Oh, my pleasure, Maria. I will talk to you next year and stay safe. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. And my actual first guest this morning is the owner of the Growth Coach of Harford County. I have Mark Ford on the phone now. Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, Justin. Good morning.
Mark, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm well. I'm very well. I'm healthy. That's what I can say.
Good to hear. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Route 40 Business Association, correct?
Yes. Yes. Just a wonderful organization. Been associated with them now for 3 years. Mm. And this group of business owners and professionals that not only limited to better business, but they strive to bridge the community together and do some great things to help and uplift it. And, you know, things like scholarships for high school grade students, as well as contributing to local charities. It's just a nice group of people that are just trying to help one another and the community as well.
And it's a great way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right?
Absolutely. And I tell you, at this time, I miss it because of this pandemic that we're experiencing. We've been limited, but certainly can't wait to get back in there and mingle again.
Absolutely. And if you do want more information about our friends at the Route 40 Business Association, you can go directly to their website, Route40Business.com. And like I said earlier, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have a direct link to get you to your website, Mark, which is simply thegrowthcoach.com/Harford County, right?
That's right.
And for those that might not have heard of the Growth Coach, can you kind of explain what that is, Mark, and what you offer?
Yeah, well, Justin, it's first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to just even talk about that as
sure.
Well, it's business coaching dedicated to the small mid-sized business owners, as well as professionals, and trying to get them to put in place a plan that can take them from where they are right now to where they want to go. We call that the dreams versus the reality. And in between that is a gap that we want to attack and put a plan in place so we can start taking them to the next level. I've been associated with the Growth Coach now for 3 years, and I've been really happy with the opportunity to reach out and support and take them to that level in which makes them happy and balance their business or better results and then a better life.
Is this offered, Mark, just for a new business, or if someone's been in business for a while, they could sign up for this?
Yeah, you can. But ideally, Justin, it would be someone that's been in the business for at least 2-3 years because they by then established or understand what the pain points are and address what the problems are. When you first start a business, you're on fire, you're excited, and everything is everything, and you're everywhere. And you really don't have a good idea of what your real needs are to take it to the next level. Sometimes you just need to be in the water for a little while before you can figure it out and begin to swim. So I'd like to work with someone ideally with 2-3 years under their belt, because then we can really remedy the problem.
Okay, so if someone's listening right now and their business has been around for a couple of years, they want to reach out, what's the best way to get started, Mark?
Well, to reach out first is hit me on the website. And then also I have an office line at 410-638-6734.
You want to say that one more time?
Yeah, the office line is 410-638-6734. Oh, I'm going to also throw in my email address at mford@thegrowthcoach.com, and we can connect in that regard. But the first thing I'm going to think about is the issues that are holding you back and where do you want to go. And from there, we can start building on a plan of action to take you to the next level.
Because running a small business is definitely, it's nonstop. It's a lot of work. And I would imagine trying to balance time would be a big part of that. Can you help with something like that, Mark?
I'm so glad you asked about that, Justin, because that is a precious commodity. It's actually time that you can't put it in a bottle, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to do is make the most of it. And I think in terms of what's important now, and that's a mindset that we all have to get, because many times we are scattered, we're all over the place, and we get distracted with the trivial many versus the vital few. And when you think about when, what's important now, that's like your agenda, what you have to do to be successful and have a successful and productive day. When you focus in on what's important now, day by day, week to week, month to month, and through the year, you're going to be in position to win, because you're doing the things that's going to move the needle, the things that are very important. Those are maybe 3 things that you really need to focus on to really have a successful day, week, month, quarter, or a year.
When someone reaches out to you, do you offer like a free consultation if they're not sure this is exactly the path they want to go down, Mark?
Absolutely. And I strongly encourage that, because I really want to relate with you. I want to get to know you. I want to know how things are going and where you feel there are opportunities for improvement. I want to talk to you about your business and how many people are involved in your operation. I want to talk about whatever it is that is holding you back, and we can get that out of the way and put something in place for you to win. Because one thing about being a coach, you want to put people in position to win. And it's not going to be solely because of me. It's going to be because of you. And all I'm going to do is point out some areas of opportunity for you to focus in on and take you down that path and walk with you. I'm not going to be there just for a moment. I want to be with you whenever you need me. And that could be for 3 months. It could be for a year. It could be 2 years. Heck, we can have a commitment together forever if you want. But at the end of the day, a coach is somebody that's going to be with you. I look at myself as a GPS in your car, guiding you down the road in your journey to success.
And people will know they're in good hands, because you were ranked like the number one business coaching, right, by a magazine?
Yes, we were. We were number one business coaching organization franchise. And basically, it's been established for over 20 years. And it's really a strategic mindset approach that we take to really focus in on what your reality is and moving forward to the areas where you can develop. And everyone needs to invest in themselves in some sort of way to get themselves better. You don't want to stay where you are. You want to think in terms of adjustments, just like we have to adjust with this pandemic. Business has been somewhat difficult. And, you know, there's been a tagline that I found very helpful, and it's find a way. It's a find a way to make things work, to be adaptable, to be able to be nimble and to pivot toward new opportunities and new ways where you can develop your business and yourself. So I really, really want to sit down with you, get to know who you are and what you want to do and where you've been doing well. We're going to continue to do well. But where you've been struggling, we're going to get rid of that and move in a new direction and pivot and make things happen for you and your business.
All right. So, Mark, if people want to reach out to you and they're in business for a couple of years and they want to say, hey, you know, what's the big deal? We might as well reach out to you and see what you have to offer. So what's the best way to get started? They can send you an email, you said, right?
They can hit me on the email or they can visit my website. I have a book there on strategies for business owners that I could download and send to them just for visiting the website, which is thegrowthcoach.com/Harford County. And also, you can hit me on my phone. It's 410-638-6734.
And that number and more information is on your website, like you just said, thegrowthcoach.com. And like I said earlier, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They're going to have access to your stuff for more information. So Mark Ford, the owner of the Growth Coach of Harford County, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Help get the word out about this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin. Good to hear from you.
Oh, my pleasure, Mark. Take care. Thanks again.
You bet.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the Executive Director of Welcome One Emergency Shelter, Liz Totino, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And my second guest is the Executive Director of Welcome One Emergency Shelter. I have Liz Totino on the phone. Liz, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
It's a great day. Thanks.
Good. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Route 40 Business Association, right?
Yes, we are.
How long have you been with them, Liz?
We just joined the Route 40 Business Association, and we're really happy to be connected with them and employers along Route 40 because they can help our residents get employment and then be able to move into housing.
Not that you should be living with regrets, but from what you've seen now, do you kind of wish you would have joined the Route 40 Business Association earlier?
Yes, I do.
Because it's a great way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right, in these connections?
It's great to be able to meet new people and to tell them about what's going on at the shelter. So many people in Harford County don't realize that we do have a homeless shelter. We're located in Belcamp, and just to be able to connect with people, have them understand more about homelessness, have them come and volunteer at the shelter and meet our residents is great on both sides of the equation. So we are happy to meet more people at the Route 40 Business Association and be part of their ongoing efforts to better the community, especially after COVID is over and people can get together more.
Absolutely. And if you do want more information about them, you can go directly to their website, route40business.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information, which is simply welcomeoneshelter.com, right?
Yes.
You said kind of briefly about you guys being in Harford County. Can you give a little more information about what you guys are and what you're located?
Yes. Welcome One Emergency Shelter has been in existence since 2006. Mm-hmm. We are the only year-round full-service emergency shelter for people experiencing homelessness in Harford County. We deal with individuals. There are other organizations in the county that do families, but we do individuals. We have 32 beds, and we are full almost every night all year round.
Wow.
Last year, we provided 10,926 nights of shelter for 162 different people. When people come into the shelter, they can stay for 90 days, and that allows them time to become stable because they don't have to worry about where their next meal is, where they're going to sleep that night, how they're going to take a shower, wash their clothes. And once they get that stability, they are able to make plans for their future and hopefully get back into some type of community housing.
Yeah. And where are you located, Liz?
We're in Belchamp in the Riverside Industrial Park.
So it's easy to find. And with that going on, do you guys look for volunteers to help join you guys to help this program out?
We absolutely do. We love our volunteers. And during COVID, we've been doing things a little bit differently. But last year, we had 1,031 volunteers from 83 different groups. And they provided 4,863 hours of service.
Wow.
We could not do it without our volunteers. They come in and prepare bag lunches for our residents to take the next day. They provide dinner every evening, 365 days a year. We also have volunteers that help us do donation drives or do facility maintenance, things of that nature.
So if someone does want to get involved, are you guys still accepting volunteers during COVID? Is it a little different now?
It's very different now during COVID. We actually have two dorms in the shelter, a male dorm that houses 26 men and a female dorm that has 6 beds for women. Because of COVID, we have placed our residents in 2 local motels so that they would be able to socially distance and be safer. So right now we are not using any volunteers due to safety reasons and just the change in how we are operating our program. But we hope to be back soon now that the vaccine is out. We're hoping that we will be able to bring everyone back to the shelter and have volunteers come back.
You're not accepting volunteers right now. I would imagine you're needing donations, Liz, right?
Yes, financial donations right now is the most important thing for us. We have had to cancel many fundraisers, which fund about 1/4 of our budget every year. We also are looking for donations for items that our residents can microwave in the motel room.
Oh.
So we have a list of things on our website. We have a wish list. So if you go to welcomeoneshelter.com, you can see that list on the website, and you can drop it off here at the shelter. Or we have many people who order things from Amazon or Target or Walmart and then just have it shipped directly to us. So boxes of cereal or macaroni and cheese, those kinds of things. So you don't even have to come to the shelter during COVID if you're uncomfortable with that. You can just have it directly sent from an online source.
That wish list on your website, but also, like I said, they can make a monetary donation that way. And I was reading about how if someone donates just $31, that does so much for you guys, right, Liz?
Called Adopt-A-Bed, and yes, it does, because for $31, we can provide all of our services for one resident for one night. And that includes all the staff salaries to keep them safe in the shelter. It includes all the operating costs, the heat and the gas and the light, and it also includes case management services. What we do is each resident has a case manager that helps them figure out a pathway to housing. What do they need to do to get into what type of housing? And they work with each resident until the resident has found something and is able to move into community housing. So those services are all included under the $31 a night. We provide all toiletries to our residents, laundry facilities. We have the bleach and the laundry detergent and dryer sheets, and all of those things are donated from the community. So it really is a community effort that helps our residents.
Yeah, because unfortunately, people are going through a hard time right now. So that $31 is the Adopt-A-Bed program?
Yeah.
Like I said, they can sign up for that. And also signing up, they can subscribe to your newsletter to keep up to date with you guys and all the latest happenings.
Yes, our newsletter comes out once a month, and we are also on Facebook, and it's the same tagline, Welcome One Shelter, and we post every day, and you can find out what we're doing for our residents, what our needs are, and how other people have helped us.
So if someone's listening right now, Liz, and they're on the other end of the spectrum, and they're actually needing help, are you guys full right now? Can they still reach out to you for help?
We encourage everyone to always reach out for help. We are full as of today, but that changes every day. In Harford County, the Harford Community Action Agency is the centralized intake coordinator for all homeless services in the county. So you should call the Harford Community Action Agency, 410-612-9909, extension 2240. Someone will be able to help you do a screening, and they will refer you to any program that you would be eligible for. So not just us, but Harford Families House, Anna's House, and other resources that are available in the county.
They just go to your website and they can find out more information that way?
Yes, we do have that information on the website.
Okay, which is simply welcomeoneshelter.com, like we've said. And to make it simple, again, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They're going to have access to your stuff. For more information.
I just want to tell people a little bit about our residents. We have 70% of our residents have chronic physical and or mental health issues. These are people that are living on Social Supplemental Security Income, SSI, and they're making about $700 a month in order to try to find housing and live in Harford County, which is extremely difficult. And I just wanted to let people know that there are circumstances in people's life where they have lost support systems due to relationship breakups, deaths, and they only have $700 to live on. So I just like people to understand the dire need for homeless services in Harford County, because affordable housing is limited and housing costs are very high in the county.
And especially this year being as tough as it is in general, right?
Yes. Yes. People, we have about 30% of our residents are actually the working poor who, for some situations such as a health issue or a job closure due to COVID, they have lost their income and therefore lost housing. And we are the bridge to try to get them through this difficult time until they can find another job, get some money, and move back into housing.
It's amazing with what you guys do. So people can reach out directly to you on your website for more information, welcomeoneshelter.com. And again, just go to our page on Facebook to make it simple. So Liz, I do want to thank you, first of all, for calling in today and for what you do for the community. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin. It was great to talk with you today.
Oh, my pleasure, Liz. Thanks again for calling in, the Executive Director of Welcome One Emergency Shelter. Thanks again, Liz. Have a great day. Take care.
Bye.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the Vice President Branch Manager for Bay Vanguard Bank. Patricia Zimmerman is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And my third guest is Patricia Zimmerman, the Vice President Branch Manager for Bay Vanguard Bank. Patricia, can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, Patricia, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Oh, good morning. I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm doing okay. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Route 40 Business Association, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And about how long have you been part of them?
Well, Mr. Mallow, I came on board in September when I came to the Aberdeen branch of Bay Vanguard Bank. And I had heard good things about the Route 40 business, and I decided to seek them out and join, which I did. So I've been a member since September.
Okay, great. And that's probably the best time to join, especially during COVID when you need all these extra resources. And I've heard they've been sending out like email blast about different resources,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. I get email. I get communication all the time. Everybody's been great and very accepting of me, which is really, really nice.
Yeah. And so if you do want to check out what the Route 40 Business Association has to offer, you can go directly to their website, route40business.com, the number 40. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual website and Facebook page. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff, which is simply bayvanguard.com, right?
Yes.
So for those who might not have heard of Bay Vanguard Bank, can you kind of explain what that is and what you guys offer, Patricia?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Bay Vanguard is actually a community bank, and it was founded in 1873. We're highly capitalized, and we're a profitable local bank with a great reputation for serving our local customers and the community. So I'm really excited to be here in the Aberdeen office. And we have everything from consumer accounts to Christmas clubs for the consumer, to all of the basic and very detailed accounts needed by our commercial customers as well. So it's real exciting.
Because I've heard that you guys have been dealing with the personal accounts for a while, but the business side is relatively new, right?
It is relatively new to the Harford County section, to the Harford County branches, because we were, prior to Bay Vanguard, we were a Madison Bank. So a lot of people local in this neighborhood may know Madison Bank, and we are now in their locations as Bay Vanguard and are offering commercial accounts to the community Yes.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking about switching banks, what's the best way to get started, Patricia?
Oh, the best way is you can, of course, go on the website and see what we offer. But I'd love it if they would call me, reach out. You know, I'd be glad to answer any questions they may have. And even, I know it's COVID time out there, but in other circumstances, I'd even be glad to make a visit or chat by email, whatever that would make it more convenient and advantageous for that customer looking for that account. I'd be glad to reach out in any way I can and help them open it with us.
And what's the best phone number to call you?
The best phone number would be 410-297-9420. That's here at the Aberdeen branch.
All right. Do you want to say that one more time?
It's 410-297-9420.
And you can find that directly on your website, bayvanguard.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. And we'll have a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association Facebook page or website. And when you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. And not only do you offer banking, but you offer lending, right, for different types of loans?
Absolutely, Mr. Mallow. We have commercial loans and consumer loans. So we have everything, every kind of loan that the consumer or commercial customer could possibly need.
And how many locations do you guys have? Just the one in Aberdeen?
Well, it's exciting because, Chris, we have the one in Aberdeen. We have one in Forest Hill. But we altogether, as Bay Vanguard Bank, we currently have 9 branches with 6 more additions coming soon on the Eastern Shore.
Wow.
So that'll be great. Yeah, we're real excited about it. We're growing.
So there's a reason why you guys are growing and people keep coming back to you. And so if people do want to come see you, like at the Aberdeen office, how is that working during COVID? Is it by appointment only? Is it just as long as you have a mask, or how do they go about that?
Yes, right now, Chris, as long as they have a mask, it's always nice to have a heads up with a call to let me know they're coming if it's going to be some detailed information that we're going to need to gather. But for the most part, no appointment necessary. Just come on in. We make sure we have the proper tools to safeguard our customers as well as our employees are protected. And we have sanitized after each client that we see. Our hours are at Bay Vanguard are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4:30. That's in our lobby and our drive-thru, and 9 to 6 on Friday. This location in Aberdeen is currently not open on Saturday, but our Forest Hill location and many of the other locations are open on Saturdays. I mean, we'll even, if a customer's apprehensive about coming into the lobby and they want to come through the drive-thru and get things taken care of, I'm happy to do that as well.
Oh, nice. So if a business is listening and they're thinking about switching over, I can imagine that can be a little difficult. If they have any questions or anything like that, they can just call you for a free consultation, or you're there to help them step by step?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would be very, very willing to do that. To chat on the phone, I can send them information. I have a detailed letter for the commercial customer that shows all of the different types of accounts and services that we have and if there are any fees involved. And I also have a letter for consumers that tells everything that we have and what the hours are and just all the services, products and services that we have and how those are advantageous.
And there's a reason why you've been serving the needs of the community since 1873, like you said. So it's definitely worth checking out. And so you said with today being Saturday, the Aberdeen branch is not open today, right?
Right. That is correct. Aberdeen is not open on Saturdays.
And they can stop by and see you on Monday if they like. But again, for more information, go directly to your website, bayvanguard.com. To make it simple, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. Click on the link to the Route 40 Business Association. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. So Patricia Zimmerman, the VP Branch Manager for Bay Vanguard Bank, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care. Thanks.
You too.
Thank you. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day.